This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
And it's finally here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is
Brady and Micah review sports movies because there's not much sports going on in the summer segment on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. And when I'm listening to Brady and I can just hear the frustration in his voice, and then I sit here and look through the window and see what Micah's doing sometimes on the other side, I can completely understand it.
It all makes sense.
It really mm-hmm. does. It really does.
Full disclosure, guys. you're on your own with this one. I did not watch the movie.
This was supposed to be... We reviewed this movie so that you could see it for the first time, because the rest of us have already seen it.
And, guys, it's been a long week. And I don't know if you realize this, but Tanner's been out, which the positivity and the insults towards other people have gone down like 900%.
No.
But I just have been so tired.
New developments here.
Yeah. All right. So what this has turned into now, like, you and I have been here both weeks. So mm-hmm. the Brady and Micah movie review has turned into the Mike and Dustin movie review.
Without Micah. Without, and sometimes Brady.
Yeah. So
should I just add your name to it? Should I play that again? And then asterisk, also Mike Danson and Dustin the dude down the hall.
I'm excited for this one.
Okay, so let's get into it. Bull Durham this week was the movie that we watched. Dustin and I have both seen this movie. I've seen it multiple times and watched it again. Bull Durham, 1988, is a romantic sports comedy drama about a veteran minor league catcher, Crash Davis, that's played by Kevin Costner. He's hired to mentor a wild, talented young pitcher Nick LaLouche, played by Tim Robbins, for the Durham Bulls. A love triangle ensues with Annie Savoy, who is played by Susan Sarandon, Susan Sarandon in Bull Durham. A baseball-loving woman who educates players on life and love, navigating the team through a summer of passion, mentorship, and baseball. So I think that's a fairly good description. And as my wife and I were watching this movie last night, I said, who's the main character in this movie?
That's a good question. I guess I would probably say the Crash Davis character. I would say it's the Kevin Costner character. But you could kind of go – you could probably pick any of those three and have an argument.
Yeah, and – my wife went with Susan Sarandon's character, Annie Savoy, because she kind of narrates over the top of the movie as it's going on. And I thought, man, that's a fair thing. And then LaLouche, also played by Tim Robbins, I think that's a main character. And that's what I like about this movie is you can ask that question about who is this movie really about? And then you have the whole baseball team, too, which it kind of goes through what they're going through in the season. Faith texts in and says, Micah didn't watch because it was not Rudy, so that's
okay. It'll Faith, never be first Rudy. Of all, I would have watched, but you see how tired I am. Actually, you know what? I should have watched it. It would have put me to sleep. It is a baseball movie.
And she also said that poor Micah, he's so tired that he didn't even talk to her earlier today.
What are you talking about? I did talk to you earlier today.
Gosh, okay. Faith.
All right.
You just forgot about me because I'm so, I guess, inconsequential.
You can hit up the text line with your thoughts on Bull Durham, 888-530-0043. Let us know how you feel about Bull Durham. So we kind of talked about the characters there. The love triangle. Like, this is a thing where Annie Savoy, Susan Sarandon's character, every year she kind of picks a new, young, super talented player on the Durham Bulls, and she kind of takes advantage of them almost, yeah. But she plays it off as, like, it talked about in the description, that she's trying to help them navigate life and love and baseball, because she always, through the game, she'll write notes and send it to a kid who sends it to the bat boy who gives it to that player and stuff like that. So the love triangle part of this, where obviously she has the talented pitcher, and then Crash Davis comes in and kind of play spoiler for that.
Yeah, it's a very interesting, I guess, concept overall, that, like, she just designates a player and be like, yep, you're mine.
Yeah. and with the way she looks in there, no player is going to turn her down.
Yeah, so. I mean, every portion of that roster is probably getting in line for hoping for a chance there. But this is, like, to me, it's always the traditional sports movie for the most part. It has the feel good portions, it has the downhill portions, has some twists and turns a little bit, and a whole bunch of funny little one-liner moments.
Yeah, and the love triangle, like, starts right away when Crash Davis shows up, and all the players, they kind of end up at the bar, and Crash Davis is talking to Annie Savoy, and the new pitcher, he's over there, and he kind of catches the eye and goes over, and they end up going outside, and the pitcher Lelouch has no idea that Kevin Costner's character is his new catcher, and they're gonna, like, duke it out outside, and he goes, no, you here, throw this baseball at me, you can't hit water if you fall out of a boat. Yeah. You know, because he's a head case, but he has this amazing arm, and that's a funny scene to me because it just plays up the whole role of being the mentor, but he's doing it in a different way.
Yeah, it really defines the character. It defines Nuke's character of just being a wild pitcher, having zero control of the strike zone. I mean, he misses Kevin Costner's, you know, body in that scene there, yeah, by 20 feet, and goes through the window of the bar. But yeah, it really defines and it really sets up the characters nicely to me of what Crash Davis is brought there to do, what Nuke Lelouch's potential is there to do, and then it still has the camaraderie feel of all of the players being around it. So, like, it was like the entire team was at this bar.
Yeah, and everybody goes outside and he misses him, and then he, I don't remember exactly what Kevin Costner's character says, but he kind of rushes at him, and Kevin Costner just knocks him out pretty much. And he goes, I'm your new catcher, after he punches him in the face.
Helps him up out of the boxes. Yeah,
yeah. It's an interesting twist there. And this kind of leads into the next thing, is that mentor-mentee relationship. It is a great relationship because of the way they started by building those characters. And he shows him that he's going to be really hard on him to teach him what it takes to be that major league baseball player.
Yeah. Like, the very next scene pretty much is when, they really start the on field thing where, basically Nuke Lelouch questions every single pitch that, Kevin Costner's character throws out to him. You know, he doesn't want to throw the fastball. He thinks he's only waiting for the fastball. So then, Crash Davis goes, hey, fastball's coming. Yeah. And then, you know, he hits it a mile out of the ballpark, and they have a little meeting on the mound. And he says, man, it was like that guy knew what was coming. He goes, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did. I told him. And to demonstrate how wild of a pitcher this guy is, like, after his first game pitching, they go through the stats and they talk about how he hit the mascot twice with the ball. So it is, he's a very wild pitcher in this movie. And I love that aspect of it, that they, it's way over the top for a wild pitcher, but it really puts that point across.
That was one of my favorite scenes. Robert Wool's character, too, just cracks me up with his, like, baseballisms and things.
Yeah.
When they were going through those stats, he's like, new Carolina record. New Carolina baseball record as well. New Carolina record again.
Yeah.
That just cracked me up.
It is. The next thing that I like about this movie is it follows the Durham Bulls, like a minor league baseball team, and it kind of shows what the life is like of being a minor league player. Like, we're going to go on the road for 12 days, and they all get on this really crappy-looking bus to make their way.
I couldn't imagine that. Yeah, like, it's 25 dudes in a bus that are traveling, you know, up and down the coast to play some baseball games. I would imagine some of that still exists a little bit to this day, because, you know, not a lot of those minor leaguers, you know, they don't make a whole lot or have a big, you know, portion of money to charter flights and do all of that. So I would imagine it's still a real thing, but that really brings it together in the movie of it looked like a tough scene.
Yeah. And it shows, like, what minor league baseball is like. They always have these, like, weird promotional days and stuff like that just to get people to go to the park. Yeah. And one of them was they had, like, all the little league kids kind of stretched out on the side of the field. And then they, from a helicopter, drop 1,000. I'm guessing they were $1 bills or something like that, because right, they go all over the field. But to me, I go, this is exactly what you picture minor league baseball, because they do crazy promotions to get people to the park.
Yep, at the Bull Durham Stadium, you hit the bull with a home run, you get a steak.
Yeah, like, for the players.
For the players,
they're
yeah,
broke also.
I thoroughly enjoy a lot of this movie. This is wildly different than last week. Maybe it's the era change, the character build up, just kind of everything fits a little bit more naturally here in what you're seeing.
More naturally than the natural.
Than the natural, correct.
Way more natural. And the characters in this, it doesn't take but, and it the movie's only an hour and 30 minutes long, yeah, so they can't waste a lot of time. But in the first 15 minutes, you kind of know what each character is and who they're going to be throughout the whole movie.
Yeah, and it stays its course for the most part all the way through, other than, I guess, the end. But you can kind of see the end coming, too, about halfway through the film.
Yeah, and it's one of my other favorite scenes is Crash Davis is kind of struggling at the plate when he first arrives at the Durham Bulls, and Susan Sarandon's character, she says, "Meet me at the batting cage," because this lady who's been watching the Durham Bulls for how many ever years and just loves baseball, she's going to give him swinging tips.
Yeah, that cracked me up too. I like, honestly, what I picture is like going over to like Fort Fun and Fort Collins, yeah, and throwing some quarters in and just being like, "Help me out here."
Yeah. Don't go Happy Gilmore on it though, and yeah, be like toughen up for hockey yeah, season here. But no, this. This is a really good movie. And like I say, if you want to join the conversation about Bull Durham, shoot us a text, 888-530-0043. We'll grab our first break here, and then I think Micah has a clip from Bull Durham pulled up that he's going to play for us coming back in. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Baseball can be heard right here.
Take me out to the ball game.
A Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Hull Show on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hell of a shot. Sorry, it got wasted. Jeez. I don't know what to do with these guys. I beg, I plead, I try to be a nice guy. I'm a nice guy. I don't. Huh?
They're kids. Scare them. What I do?
Yeah. Anybody in this shower in 10 seconds gonna get fined $100. Larry,
one Mrs.
Mississippi, two Mississippi, three Mississippi, four Mississippi,
get in
five
there.
Mississippi,
hurry it up.
Six Mississippi, seven Mississippi, eight Mississippi, nine Mississippi, ten Mississippi.
You guys, you lollygag the ball around the infield. You lollygag your way down to first. You lollygag in and out of the dugout. Did you know what that makes you, Larry?
Lollygaggers.
Lollygaggers. What's our record, Larry?
8-16.
8-16. How'd we ever win 8?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. This is a simple game. You throw the ball. You hit the ball. You catch the ball. You got it? Now, we have got a 12-day road trip starting tomorrow. Bus leaves 6 in the morning. Damn, son of a bitch, you like a fucking shithead.
Yeah, welcome back to the Hall Show. Dustin Urbis, Mike Danson filling in for Brady today. If you want to text us about Bull Durham, 888-530-0043. In that scene, it's kind of funny because the manager of the Durham Bulls goes to Kevin Costner's character, and he at the beginning, he's going, what do I do to motivate these guys? Crash Davis says, is Crash Davis, is it Davis?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For some reason, I keep saying that, and I'm like, is Davis even right?
Yep,
but
yep.
So he goes to Crash Davis, and Crash Davis says, scare him. So he goes in, and he's getting everybody into the shower, and he just throws like all the bats into the shower, and that's when he goes in. And one of my favorite scenes, because he goes, you know, lollygaggers. What does that make you? Lollygaggers. Yeah. So that's one of my favorite scenes from Bull Durham.
You need to bring that word back.
I love it.
I honestly use it probably once a month, just out of joking. Like something comes up and I go, you know what that makes you?
Yeah.
So, that's one of my favorite scenes from that movie. During the break there, we were kind of talking about how when the Durham Bulls go on the road, they're still doing the radio broadcast, and they want to make it sound like they're actually at the game, traveling with the team. So like they have somebody on a phone getting told what happened, and it'll say like a double to right field, and the guy will take a hammer and hit it on some wood to make it sound like a hit, and then he goes, oh, there's a double to right field. And it's perfect. It still fits into that minor league baseball thing.
Yeah, it's so good. I like that segue where you got the person on the phone sitting in there. I can just imagine in the broadcast booth, like what that was like for, you know, 2.5-3 hours through a baseball game. Yeah. Like, strike three. And then it's, you know, it's whatever. It's probably 25 seconds, 30 seconds later than the actual outcomes. Just so many good, like, nostalgia things in this movie. I think, you know, you can relive a lot of that.
Yeah, and I think this is something we miss. Have you ever been down to a Sky Sox game?
No, Derbs? I haven't.
I never have either, and that's something, you know, maybe I need to look into going and doing.
Yeah. How about an Albuquerque Isotopes game?
Yeah, the Sky Sox used to be an affiliate of the Rockies. No longer they are, but like the Albuquerque Isotopes would be what's the Yard Goats or whatever? Is that still?
I think that still exists, but I don't know if that's, is that our affiliate?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Used to be, but I'm not exactly sure. Anyways, what other things come to mind when you're thinking about Bull Durham?
I was just thinking of like that road trip really set up everything, because you get like the team arrives at the hotel and they're like, gosh, you know what this team needs is a rain out.
Yeah.
Like they just got to the point where they were just feeling so bad. Nobody could get a hit, can't win, losing by a million. Like, you know what? We need a rain out. And Crash Davis goes, I can get you a rain out. And they're like, what? It's perfect outside.
It's raining days.
Yeah. He goes, I'll get you a rain out. And, you know, they all each go grab, you know, it looked like a six pack of beverages, and, they had like a good team moment, and they break into the field, and they start all the sprinklers. And I'm sure that, you know, they just leave them on all night long, and obviously you can't play in the mud and all that stuff. So
yeah, that is another great scene of just, how Crash kind of becomes the leader, even though he's coming in, you know, but the season has already started, and then he shows up and he's still the leader of that team. And one of the storylines that kind of comes about through the movie is that Susan Sarandon's character, Annie Savoy, is talking to Crash Davis when they're at the batting cage about how he's like 20 home runs away from being the all-time home run leader in minor league baseball. And he's like, oh, you know, that's really not something I want to be, you know, known for. But she kind of pushes it on him that it's a good thing and the way that moves forward.
Yeah, I think that really kind of gave Crash a little bit more to play for, where he just wasn't there to be the mentor. That it kind of made him realize that he's still a good ball player.
Yeah, and I love that. And some other stuff that happens on that road trip is Crash takes Lelouch under his wing, and he's teaching him how to throw a curveball because all he's ever had to do is throw his fastball because it's so good. And just a lot of camaraderie, and that's what a sports movie should be. You know, there's always kind of like this evil character, and then all of a sudden, okay, now they're like, if you look at like Remember the Titans, where they're kind of split, and then all of a sudden the two main guys become friends, and then everybody kind of becomes together, and that's what like sports movies are for.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, you know, a lot of those sports movies, you know, translate to real sports. Like, we, you know, we were talking about the Nuggets, where rhythm matters. Like, in this kind of thing, like, you know, you always think of when I was playing sports is like, the better you felt, the better you did. You know, when you had more doubts that creep in, or, you know, you reach some hardships of, you know, I'm just not performing the way that I want to perform. Like, those were always the worst parts.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though it's a movie, it still kind of translates into what you see out there.
Yeah. One of the other funny things that kind of happens in this movie is that Susan Sarandon's character is whatever with the Lelouch character, the pitcher, and she tells him when they're going on the road that he needs to wear these like garters, like lingerie garters, and that's going to help him pitch better in some way. And I think it's just probably her way of showing that she's in charge of that relationship. And he starts wearing them, and then he starts winning. And it's just odd the way that it all kind of works out. The
Jason Giambi golden thong.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Let's what else is there going on in this movie? And we're trying to review a movie. This is an hour and a half long movie, and we're going to be talking about it for an hour here, so we're really going to try to dig deep into this thing. Once again, anybody who has any comments on we do have a couple. Faith says the Sky Sox games are fun, the mascot is strange, but the games are fun. And I don't know, Eastside Chris says Rudy has definitely brought the team together, right, Micah?
Rudy. Yeah.
Anyways.
Why are you the way you are, yeah. Eastside Chris?
Yeah. We don't need to get Micah going more and more here. So one of the other things that happens in that relationship with Lelouch and Annie Savoy is that he's not pitching well, and she tells him that they're done having fun times together.
The extracurricular.
Yeah, the extracurricular. I didn't know how to say it. But he starts pitching well. And this is kind of part of where you see Crash Davis is interested in the Annie Savoy character, because when they get back from the road trip and they're winning, and he's like, I'm going to go over and see her. You know, I'm winning games. And he goes, you don't want to do that. You don't want to ruin the mojo you have going on by not doing that. So you need to just stay away from her.
Yeah, that was like their first divisive moment there, where she was like, no way did he tell you that you couldn't come over here. And then like she storms out of the house and gets in the car and drives over to Crash Davis's apartment or house or whatever. I said, did you tell him that he can't beat with me?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, of course, we're winning.
Well, yeah, and she being this huge baseball fan, and after he goes, you can't change what you're doing if you're winning. You have to keep going to keep that streak alive. And then you can just see it in her eyes that she goes, oh, he's right. I can't mess with this mojo that we have with the team right now.
Yep. Those phenomenons happen in sports. You got to know that. There's so many superstitions, especially in baseball. Baseball has to be the most superstitious sport, doesn't it?
Yeah, I would think so. I don't know. Yeah, I wouldn't think like baseball or basketball. I mean, I'm sorry, football or basketball or hockey, any of that. Maybe, I don't know, probably some golfers probably have some weird things.
Maybe it's the longer sports that, you know, have longer seasons for months and months rather than the shorter ones. But, I mean, even in the movie here, you see one of the characters has the chicken bone cross and he's like tapping it on his bat to try to get hits. Yeah. And then another guy sees him do that and he's like, I haven't had a hit in weeks. Like, give me some of that.
He's like, you have to believe in the voodoo.
Yeah.
But let's grab another break here. One more segment of talking about the movie, and then in the final segment, and if you guys want to text in 888-530-0043 if you're going to start it, bench it, or cut it, Bull Durham, the movie of the week that we are reviewing here. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling. Like lighting that open sign for the first time. Like deciding whether or not to frame that first dollar. Like knowing every customer by name when they walk through the door. Whether you're starting from scratch or from a century of tradition, every business deserves a bank that's been growing communities for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to The Hull Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hull Show. Dustin Urbis, Mike Danson, filling in for Brady today. I like that there, Micah. That was pretty groovy.
Yes, it is the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Funky Monks.
Funky Monks.
I learned something new today.
Yeah, me too. All right, so we've kind of talked about like the main plot of Bull Durham. We've kind of went through some of our favorite scenes and some of the stuff that happens. Let's transition to the end here. And so what happens at the end is Lelouch, the star young pitcher, gets called up to the majors. And it's kind of plays into like what always happens in the end of the Major League Baseball season, where they have the late season call-ups to fill out the roster to get through the last part of the season. And he gets called up. And Kevin Costner's character, I think he's kind of pissed about it, honestly, because he got called up for like 21 days at some point, he talks about, and then was sent back down. But he's kind of pissed because it's like, man, this guy is so talented. And he probably doesn't really think he's ready yet, honestly. But he gets called up. And that scene that happens there in the, I guess, billiard.
Yeah, the pool house.
Yeah, the pool house there. Let's talk about that one a little bit.
It was just kind of like an ominous feel, like where you'd think, you know, a player gets called up and it should be, you know, the highlight and everybody should be happy. And
Lelouch is really excited about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But everybody else, like even like Annie was kind of sad, like, oh, now he's leaving. Like, yeah. I've never had a player, you know, leave me for a season. And then Crash is like, am I wasting my time? Like, what's probably saw the writing on the wall a little bit, like his job is done. Where does this leave me next? But then it kind of has a little bit of a moment at the end, you know, that where Nuke is leaving the pool house and they kind of, you know, have the shaking hands moment. And then it leads to the next day where Crash comes in and kind of gives him his last little tutorial thing.
Yeah, it gives him some more pointers. And then after that, the next scene is Crash getting called into the manager's office. And this is kind of just how it goes when you're that veteran catcher that's brought in for one thing, really. And they go... The manager goes, this is the hardest part of the job. And they release Crash right there because there's no need for him anymore.
Right.
They have a young catcher that they're going to bring in and take that spot.
I would have thought, since the team was like rallying, that they maybe had something to play for. And obviously he's still a good player, that it takes a little bit of turn. They're just like, yeah, we don't need you anymore. This is all you were here for. And that's got to be a little bit of a tough pill to swallow. And you think as an athlete still trying to play, that like the only reason you were here was to teach another player.
Well, and he was kind of pissed when he got there in the first place because he's going down to like lower level ball. And he goes, my triple A contract. And now I'm being sent down here to be a mentor for this kid. But so Crash decides at that point, you know, he's been having a great season and he's only whatever, a few home runs away. They don't really tell you, but he's only a few home runs away. So he decides he's going to go try to pick up with some other baseball club in the Carolina Coast League or something like that. And they don't really say that he's going there because he wants to break the record, but his love of baseball is what you're thinking at that point. But he ends up going, and then he hits, you know, they show him hit one more home run with this team, and now he holds the minor league record for most home runs.
Yeah, it was kind of like the full circle moment of, you know, you see the ball, you know, go over the fence, and it was just kind of like, okay, my job's done. Like this is pretty much so all I guess I wanted out of the last part of my career here. I thought it was interesting. I think he sent to like the team that they thought maybe he would be the manager for. Because when he got cut, he's like, well, maybe XYZ team is looking for a manager next year. Maybe head over there or check that out.
And I'm not sure about that. I almost feel like that comes up later. But he goes to Annie before he leaves, and he says, there's a team such and such that is looking for a catcher.
Right.
So he heads out there and does that stuff, and then he comes back to Annie and happily ever after at that point.
Yeah, then their whole thing starts to pick up. The baseball's done, and you know they're just two baseball nuts that live together. And
yeah, well, and he talks about like, oh, they may need a manager at this level, and she's all in for it. And then she says something about baseball, and he goes, I just don't want to talk about baseball right now. So that's kind of where the movie ends, and we don't really know what happens to Lelouch when he goes to the majors. They show him getting interviewed at one point, but he's using all the cliches that he was taught.
Yep, the one day at a time. I'm just here to make the ball club better any way that I can. You know, all the stuff that you hear right now in the media.
Yeah. So we should probably hop out one last time, and then we will give our start it, bench it, cut it rating of Bull Durham in that final segment. You're listening to The Hall Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Stampede is almost here. Join Brian Carey and Tanner Schwint for Rodeo Radio this June in Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Cody Tucker with 7220sports.com, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into The Hall Show. Dustin Urbis, Mike Danson filling in for Brady today. This is the segment where we get to decide whether we're going to start it, bench it, or cut it for Bull Durham was the movie of the week. If you want to let us know how you feel, 888-530-0043. One of the things we were kind of looking at during that break there is Rotten Tomatoes score for Bull Durham is a 97% for movie critics, which is the exact same number as The Godfather, which is widely considered one of the greatest movies of all time.
Which you don't see a lot in sports movies. Yeah. But as we kind of broke this down for the hour, like it really does, for the movie critic, it has a lot of the shining moments. It easily defines the characters. The plot moves smoothly. Yeah. It has the feel-good moments, it has the down moments, and it all really comes together quite well on the whole thing from start to finish.
Yeah, it really does. And it's the one thing that we've kind of, you know, now doing this 2 weeks in a row, we can't help but compare what The Natural was to what Bull Durham is. It's just natural for us to do that. And one thing we had an issue with The Natural last week is that the characters, we didn't really know a lot about the characters and what was going on. Like, yeah, it was a movie, but we didn't know really where it was going, what the characters' roles were in each. This one is clearly defined from the get-go.
Yeah, and it's intriguing all the way through because it kind of, it piques a sports fan's interest the whole way. Like, between, you know, the off-the-field stuff, the on-the-field stuff. Like, you know, I would imagine most people that watch sports movies are just, they're involved in sports in some way. Yeah. Either played at some point or, you know, intrigued in that sport. That it just relates to them of real life things. And I think this did a fantastic job of being like what it's like to be a real life ball player in multiple situations, from the Crash Davis type or the Nuke LaLoosh type that has all the potential in the world and achieving dreams. And it's just to me, it's a very well done movie.
It really is. And I think the Susan Sarandon character, Annie Savoy, she was the perfect person for that part, like a beautiful lady. And the way she plays it is just fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. A lot of the scenes with her and Millie just watching baseball or being a part of the baseball, it cracks me up. Like you brought up, you know, the batting cage situation, having her swing the bat and take cracks at it and making contact.
She had a swing,
looking like she could really play.
Yeah.
And the backyard with Millie catching the ball and things. I'm leaning more into what your wife thinks of the main characters. Yeah. It is probably Annie Savoy.
It probably is.
Yeah.
So we know Micah wasn't able to watch it, so I guess Micah's going to have Bull Durham on the injured list, and it's going to come back, and he's going to watch it at some point.
I did see a scene, I think, on YouTube.
The one we played?
I was thoroughly impressed.
You were a lollygagger. When it came to watching this,
I was lollygagging. Should have gotten in the shower. 10 seconds.
All right, Derbs, start it, bench it, cut it. Where are you going with Bull Durham?
Yeah, I'm all in on start it. I think that anytime that I'll probably see it, you do see a lot of these type movies, and especially, you know, as our age goes here, that you see them on just the regular television anymore. I'll stop it. It'll make a rotation of, like, if I see it on, I'll stop and watch a scene or two, if not a little bit more. So I have to start it because I'll definitely flip over.
Yeah, this is, for me, one of those movies that I go out of my way probably once a year to just pull it up and watch it, because I do enjoy this movie. And I'm not one who really is into sitting through a movie for two and a half hours. So this is a good movie, hour and 30 minutes right around there, and you're through it. So I am also going to start it for Bull Durham. It is a very, very good baseball movie, sports movie, with some other aspects that play into it.
Yeah, you bring up a good point on just the time in general. Like, I feel like most of the movies that come out now are, like, they're closer to the three-hour mark, if not longer. And, like, I don't have that time.
I really don't either. So we got about a minute left. Derbs, anything you're watching tonight sports-wise?
Yeah, I probably watched a little bit of the NHL stuff. I'm a hockey nut, and I truly believe that there's nothing else better than playoff hockey. So I'll be on hockey and obviously Avs tomorrow.
Yeah, Avs tomorrow. Very excited. What do you think? You think they get the win in Game 3?
I do. I think it's a grinded out game, though, like a more lower scoring, like they're going to have to earn Game 3.
Yeah, I could see this being like an overtime game, honestly. I think it's going to be a battle, but I agree with you there that we're going to have a grinded out game. It's going to be fun. I think they're going to get the win also. So.
Yeah, the Stars have to show up. I think the Stars will make the difference on the team.
Yep. So, Micah, thank you for getting us through this three-hour period here.
I noticed you struggled with your thank you to me.
Yeah, sorry about that. It was kind of like the call sign.
Consequential to the listeners. Now I'm inconsequential to you.
Thank you, Brady, for trusting Dustin and I to come in and do this. Thank you, Dustin. This was fun.
Yeah, had a blast.
And I'm Mike Danson. You've been listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. Honesty, integrity, hard work. It's the way you live and the way we bank. Bank of Colorado has been a family-owned, community-focused bank for generations and will be here for generations to come. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.